You're listening to the Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I kind of fell down that rabbit hole now, Wikipedia, but Wade Phillips as a head coach. Do you think of Wade Phillips as a great head coach? I think of him in a lot of different stops.
I'm guessing, because you're saying this, that he has a better record than we would think.
Okay, so
as a head coach.
He was on the sidelines for Buffalo, that Music City Miracle, when Fisher and the Titans pull it out. That was a team that went 11-5. The next year, they go 8-8. He gets fired. Now, Hoff looked it up, and it's because he wouldn't fire the special teams coach at the time. Wouldn't fire Ronnie. So he goes 8-8, gets fired, ends up down in Dallas coaching the Cowboys. There's a 13-3 season. There's an 11-5 season. Overall career record as a head coach, Wade Phillips, son of Bum, which is a great Twitter handle.
Son of Bum.
Son of Bum, 82-64. How about
That's dang good.
How about that?
How old is he? Is he 70?
He's 70.
Okay.
Because he's almost exactly 40 years older than the head coach.
And he's the, all right.
He's the defensive coordinator.
And he won a Super Bowl at Denver, right? As their defensive coordinator,
yeah,
wasn't he there?
Within the last couple of years.
Doesn't it sound also...
100%.
It sounds like a sitcom, the situation with the Rams. And it has worked perfectly. But doesn't it kind of feel like The Odd Couple? Young head coach, kind of has all the answers, even though he's very likable. And Sean McVay... And then you have the older 70-year-old defensive coordinator. That's a sitcom right there. Sean and Bum.
You're sitting and you're like, okay, now we need a weird neighbor. Well, that Demoff guy, he's a weirdo. Okay. We got the old guy, the young guy. I'm writing this down.
Can't you just see Sean McVay, he's a football lifer, even though he's young and his whole family, you know, general manager and all that, his grandpa was. He probably is into all the analytics. They're sitting there in the meeting, and Bum's like, oh, well, we'll just go out. I'll tell you what, we'll get after the passer. We're good. And then Sean McVay's like totally different.
I was thinking, Wade, maybe we could draw this up where we move him to the edge. Oh, that little bugger, you just move him around on the line. He'll be fine.
I got a play called Country Bugger.
Wade, by the way, despite his older age, in his 70s, is a delightful person on social media.
He's awesome.
He's a great Twitter user.
Son of Bum.
He, when the Broncos were at the White House, he tweeted, can't wait to meet the president. I know he is a Denver fan. With a name like Bronc Obama, he has to be.
I like that. Yeah. And I like Sean McVay, too. I hate to say it. I hate to say... that the Kroenke
Demoff
group made a good call, but they did. This guy does look like the next big thing. To take a team that was so bad last year, Jared Goff looked like a bust. And yes, did they make a couple moves, a couple good draft picks? They bring in the tackle, free agency, they get Cooper Kupp. But that team was horrible last year, and it looked like Jared Goff was a bust. And now the team is just totally different. It was a 180 from Jeff Fisher to Sean McVay.
I do think in the NFL, if you get the right coach, it can change everything. In baseball, you could give La Russa, you could give Connie Mack like a crappy team, and it's still just going to be a crappy team. And maybe it's over 162 that it kind of plays out. In the NBA, if you don't have LeBron or Michael or Kobe or whatever, it's going to be hard to win an NBA championship. It's just, I think in the NFL, that coaching can override what the talent, I mean, can do more to affect the talent than you can in any other sport.
And look at Todd Gurley, where we've heard reports maybe he enjoyed L.A. a little bit too much in his first year. And maybe that's true. But also, does anybody
have...
Was that
the dish?
That was the dish on the Daily Dish on Fox 2, probably around, what, 3 o'clock maybe?
The dish.
But with Jeff Fisher, does anybody have any confidence that Jeff Fisher is any type of innovative offensive mind? He kept, like, giving the offensive coordinator job to some random coach who was wearing jeans at Rams Park. He did that, like, 3 times.
Remember Frank Cignetti was...
Yeah, the guy with the jeans. I'm like, come on, can you wear some slacks for the press conference? But either way, Todd Gurley now has become such a weapon out of the backfield in the passing game. And I attribute that almost directly to Sean McVay, because Jeff Fisher did not utilize him that way. And Todd Gurley probably will finish second in the MVP in the NFL because he's such a dual threat, rushing and catching the ball in the backfield.
And it's such a novel concept. Boy, these guys are so smart. You got Gurley. Hey, what if we actually throw him the ball? What? Oh, my God, you're going to get a raise. The guy who's the MVP, a lot of people say Tom Brady, could have been traded last offseason. Frank was all over this story, how Belichick was going to trade Tom Brady. He wanted to give Jimmy Garoppolo the job, but Robert Kraft wouldn't let him do it. Arthur Kraft vetoed the deal. First of all, do you believe that's a true scenario?
I believe that they probably thought about it because Bill Belichick is so cold-blooded with how he makes decisions. And I have to say, look, I'm not jumping to conclusions about Jimmy G's 5 or 6 games, although he has looked fantastic. But you could see how that would actually make more sense. I mean, they're probably better set up for the next 10 years making that trade. But it's such a tough deal to make because Tom Brady is such an icon. I'm not buying that Tom Brady's going to play till he's 45. I'm just not. Jimmy Garoppolo might be a Pro Bowl-type quarterback for the next 8-10 years. I'm sure Belichick thought about it.
I just think it's funny how it came out now when Garoppolo is all the rage and Belichick could look like an idiot for not keeping him, even though the guy turned down money, said, I want to be a starter, and just they kind of forced their hand. The timing now, though, like, well, Bill was actually thinking we got to keep this guy. I just think that's very suspicious. That makes him, it protects his image even more. Like, well, he was thinking you don't want to let this kid go.
Right. And also, if the Patriots win one more championship, one more Super Bowl with Tom Brady, whether it's this year or next year, it will still make sense to have not made that deal. Because does Jimmy G come in right now? Is he as good this year as Tom Brady? The Patriots might win the Super Bowl this year with Tom Brady.
Midday Grind tomorrow, coming to you live from Maggie O'Brien's Master Smith Show. Cam, TJ, and company coming your way at the top of the hour. And Strick flying solo tomorrow from the Slider House between 1 and 2 for Hockey Sense. For the Bulldog and for the Tortoise.
Marcus Howard,
52, baby.
Just realized he outscored Virginia Tech last night. Virginia Tech, Buzz's team, put
and,
up 51.
And Slew, unfortunately.
Yeah. Slew at 51, yeah. Mizzou big winners last night. They got the Gators this weekend. I think we've broken it down about as well as we could. Did we come up with a definitive nickname?
Real quick, I just stumbled into a college basketball take.
Oh, this is stumbling the
take guy. I just stumbled in.
Okay.
Score more than 50 points.
Yeah.
Okay, Slew, I love you.
They got 51.
I don't want to see. No, 54-51. I watched Big Ten games, Wisconsin, Northwestern back in the day. I don't want to see any college basketball games that end in the 50s. That should be the score around halftime.
Wow, that's a shot at Virginia basketball
score
there, Chuck.
Some points. Thank you.
Let me ask you this, ban list. Let me ask you this. What's the acceptable number? 60 and above?
Get to 60.
65?
Get to 60.
Why do you hate Bo Ryan?
Listen, I love Bo
Ryan.
Tony
Bennett.
Those games are boring
great
as
guard.
Hell. Bill Carmody, boring as hell. Tony Bennett, great coach. Games, boring as hell.
Frank Signandi, by the way, was the quarterback's coach for the New York Giants the last 2 years.
And he's wearing jeans right now.
So was he Spagnuolo or was he Fisher?
He was Fisher. Signetti,
I thought so, yeah.
Was his last year in St. Louis was 2015. And Spags' last year was 11, right?
Yeah, so they
he was hired by Fisher in 2012 to be the QB coach.
That's a lot to unpack, guys.
Six. Good old six.
Unpack. All right, Midday Grind out of here. Hardline next on 590 The Fan.
Got a good deal. Congratulations.